Oh, blessed be his holy name. We praise you tonight, Lord. You're worthy of all honor. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you for your deliverance, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your love and mercy. We lift you up tonight, Lord. We bless your name. We give you praise. We give you honor. Oh, hallelujah, saints. Give him praise tonight. Just show him how much you love him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're worthy of all praise. Worthy of all glory, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. Oh, blessed be his name. Pray you enjoyed that tonight. Blessed be the Lord God. Amen. Able to put everything on Sunday already to practice. You know, I had Dad practice with me before and make sure we kind of worked out the kinks there. I remember one time I really wanted to sing that song and I found out it's not in our books. Who wrote this book anyways? Where's that at? That should be in there. I bless his name tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, stand for the reading of the Word. 1 Thessalonians tonight. A few things as we're turning there. I went to the room before service for a little bit. And I'll share what happened. Not everything. The Lord just really dealt with me. Felt wonderful. But it was real nice, brother, sister, to be able to go in there with, Lord, okay, here's this ministry that I've seen work in my life. Do you want to use it tonight? And it really liberated me. You might not exactly understand that, but I tell you, it really helped. And I felt the presence of the Lord come right in. And speaking in tongues was easy. I'm not trying to make light of it. I just really believe. Actually, I know God's given me He gave me a word in there. I'll share this with you just a little bit. But God told me to honor me because I honored his prophet. Dedicated according to his word, he's going to use it according to his word. Amen. And I appreciate him for that.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you. I didn't have nothing to record in there, so I apologize for that. But I think it was just for Brother Andrew, really, anyway. So I thank God that he's still God. Healing our brother and sister just Sunday. You know, people think we're just going through motions, just a routine, but it ain't. It's the power of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you've got a need tonight, I challenge your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Do not leave this service without it. Because the blood is on the altar. It's been paid for. And God's just waiting to hand it right to you. Praise his name tonight. Also, I don't have a direct announcement, but I was thinking of having a guest minister here in the next few weeks. And John LaFontaine come on my heart. I don't know how many, anybody ever heard Brother John preach? I found him on Facebook. I'm like, well, I guess I'll use this for good one time, right? And I messaged him on there and gave him some dates and things. And he said he'd get back to me and pray about it. So he said, thanks for thinking of me, though, or thinking of them, rather. So Lord willing, maybe next few weeks here we'll have Brother John come preach for us. So be in prayer for that. Amen. Brother John LaFontaine's, at least from my, when I was going to Tom Dillard's in Angola, he was our guest minister. I don't think we had anybody else but John LaFontaine. So I've known him since I first came to the message, and I've always appreciated him. I think that's everything. 1 Thessalonians 3, we'll start in verse 1. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you, Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. I'd like to preach tonight, and it'll probably be two parts with Sunday, because I like the Paul here continues the thought through the rest of the chapter. But I'd like to do two parts, probably blend together a little bit, but appointed to affliction, perfected in the faith. Appointed to affliction, perfected in the faith. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. So we bow our heads and our hearts also. If you have a need you'd like to lift up to Him, say, Lord, hear my cry tonight. Speak to me from your word, for it's the only thing that can help me. God bless you, saints. Let's invite the Lord in our own way. Lord Jesus, we love you so much tonight, Father. Lord, you did enough just by saving us and dying for us, Lord, but we're so happy that your blessings are new every day. Lord, your mercy comes up afresh every morning, and your love never gets any less. Lord, it's just such a wonderful thing. And we come with grateful hearts. We come with thanksgiving in our souls that we're here to bless your name, for you're great, you're mighty, you're powerful. You're the greatest one there's ever been, Lord. And we want to give our lives to you afresh tonight for service. We pray you'll come. You'll speak your word. You'll change our hearts, Lord, away from anything that's not like you, and mold us into that perfect image of the Son of God. You said, he that has this hope purifies himself as the Lord is pure. And we pray that tonight the Word would do that to our hearts and make us perfect in your sight. Have your way, Lord. Let your blood wash us as we approach your Word, that we might hear from heaven and defeat the devil and every tactic he's done in our lives. You that know the needs on the heart, Father, I pray you'll speak direct to each one, and we'll all leave with joy in our hearts, knowing we've heard from heaven. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. We thank you for all things, and we ask in the name you told us to, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. When reading through here, and I've had some time to think about this because of the church order and Easter and things this past weekend. But what really stuck out to me in this passage was verse 3. He said that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. And brother, sister, the time where we finally set back and don't believe life is just going with the flow. It's just haphazard. It's heading this way, heading that way. And there's no rhyme or reason. We need to step back and say there's a God who knows the end from the beginning. There's a God who knew everything that's going on, everything that would happen, everything I would do, everything I did yesterday, everything I'm doing right now. He knew it before there was a world. He knew what would happen, and he didn't just sit back on his hands, but he put his hands of mercy and love, and they're intertwined in the whole redemption story. All the way from the fall, God already had his hand involved with a sacrifice waiting. Hallelujah! Before you could have ran away, someone done ran after you. Before you could have wrecked it, somebody already fixed it. And we could talk about all the glorious things, all the blessings that God has done. But a lot of times Christians don't understand that we have been appointed unto certain afflictions. See how quiet you got on that, amen? It's because we don't like that, but it's the truth, brother, sister. Our flesh don't like that, but it's the truth anyhow. God cares more about our spiritual condition than our comfort, than our feelings, than our complexes, than what we think everybody else ought to be doing, but I'm okay. All that got to go by the wayside and say, Lord, whatever you need to do to me, I'm here as your vessel. I am here. I'm not a clay going to turn around and tell the master what to do. I'm just yielding myself. Go ahead, Lord. Whatever you got. Oh, you got to spin me faster tonight and go right down my... Go ahead, Lord, because I want molded into the image of the Son of God. Yes. Hallelujah. And the way that comes, brother, sister, is by affliction, persecution, tribulation. The greatest hindrance to the gospel in America I see is easy living. Right. Hallelujah. The easier we can live, and not just if it's easy, but if we've got methods to make it easy. If things would make life easier, we gravitate to that no matter what the Word's got to say about it. No matter what our comfort's got to say, God understands that we need help. No, He understood what you needed from the foundation of the world, and He gave you what you needed. It was the Word. And when the church would leave the Word, He promised He would send us a voice, He would send us a prophet, and it would bring the Word back to the people again. I'm not waiting on it to happen. It's done happened. And it just happened out there either. It don't happen in here. Hallelujah. He said, with no man, look, these afflictions are coming. But Paul was warning, don't be moved by these. Endure. Endure. Jesus said this in Matthew 10:21. And the brother shall deliver up brother to death. And the father, the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Listen to this out of Victory Day. This is the message I've been reading. Some of y'all, I told a few years ago, I got the messages in order, and I'm in 63 now. That's the one I'm on. I've been reading straight. And this one came right popped out in my face. He says, we fight it every day. Every Christian fights a battle every day. We're in a warfare right now, going on constantly within us between right and wrong. Shall we receive it? What shall we do? Shall we bow to the world? Shall we give up this thought that we got? And if we see it, focus it. Take it from Genesis to Revelation. She is thus saith the Lord each time right down through there. We can't give it up. We can't compromise the rest with the rest of them. We just can't do it. We've got to stay there. That's all. No matter how great the enemy is and how much machinery he's got against us and how many organizations and how many of this, that, or the other, we have pulled this focus on God's Word till we find that there's one thing, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, don't make any difference what anyone else says. Right. Hallelujah. In Matthew 10 that I read there, he says he'll send or sons will kill their fathers and so forth. You'll be hated all men. Later in the chapter, he says this, and I love this scripture. Jesus says, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Glory to God. And we know what the King's sword is. It is His Word. And the Word was given to the prophet. And the prophet was given the Word to give to the people in this last days. We've got a sword, which means it's got to be used. Which means there's got to be an enemy. And there's got to be forces coming against this Word. And if we just float in with the crowd, we just look like everyone else, act like everyone else, something wrong somewhere. We must endure afflictions. Too many times we pray for deliverance and not strength. I got to say it again tonight. We pray, Lord, this is hard, so let me just bypass it. He said, that's the reason you're on earth. It's because I need somebody to beat that trial, and you're the one I'm sending. Glory to God. If Abraham would not have overcome even his own flesh and his own mistakes and believed the promise, where would Christ be? Where would we be? But God knew He had faith. He says, I know Abraham. Amen. And I know He'll teach His children. I know He'll stay with this Word. And it'll pass down to Isaac. It'll come through Jacob. And it'll come all the way down through David and the patriarch. All the way down. Till the Son of God can come. And God, try not to get too far ahead, but that's all right. God had a bride. His whole redemption story is ending with us. Amen. And the second you realize how privileged you are to be in the end time, you get an eternal weight of glory that every other age didn't get. And if you'll keep your eyes focused on that, these afflictions will fall away. All of a sudden, I pray you've grown in faith to look back and say, man, if that boy would have said that to me 5 years ago, there'd probably be a corpse laying here. Hallelujah. He said, if somebody would have done that to me in a church like that, I never would have stepped foot back in there again. Uh-oh. It comes from your brother, sister. Oh, yeah, it can come that way. That'll make them a devil, makes the devil a devil. If you're honest with yourself, you've had devils get on you and act all kinds of ways that you shouldn't have been acting. Hallelujah. God didn't throw you out. Don't throw your brother or sister out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He cares, do you care? 1963. God, I pray today that each one of us will take the sorrows of Christ into our heart. Take His suffering upon us. Think of that just for a minute. Take all that suffering on Christ and apply it now to that's what it took to redeem me. That's what it took to forgive me. And that when that suffering comes to you, it says to realize that we must also, or we must suffer also the reproach of His name, that we must suffer. We must suffer, but we must endure. What got Israel in trouble more than anything wasn't the trials that came by, because God would just send deliverance anytime they needed it. What was the problem is they complained about it. They whined, they moaned, they said he took us out of Egypt just to kill us out here, and He's raining bread down every day to take care of them. I think that's what we feel like many times when we get in our flesh. Oh, wooey, wooey, me, my life's so hard. And here come the word every day of your life, just giving you, here comes the comforter, here comes peace. Go find somebody out in the world that's got your problems. They don't have anywhere to go. Hallelujah. You just be happy that you even got your right mind anymore. That's almost proof you got the Holy Ghost in this day.
Amen.
You can just think logically and not just with feelings, you know. We have to endure to the end. See, we've got to keep this in balance, brother, sister. We are predestinated by grace from God Almighty. We're chosen. We can't earn that. We can't make it go one way or that. We have to accept that by faith. Even the prophet stood up and said, Brother Branham, can you prove you're saved? He said, no. He said, I believe I'm saved. We believe that for healing. You're only healed as long as you believe it. And in the same sentence, the prophet said, you're only saved as long as you believe it. Hallelujah. See, free will and predestination or free moral agency, rather, are the same thing. Your free moral agency proves the predestination of God. For he that's predestinated will endure to the end. You're just proving what you are when you're able to come against Satan's Eden and still stand on the word. When our sisters don't come under the pressure and don't let their slits come on up and wearing things of the world and cut their hairs, but they can endure. When they come and call you all kinds of names and all kinds of things,
right.
Say, get with the times. You say, no, this is the times. Because I'm not looking at time. I've done past that. I'm looking at eternity. Same with us brothers when they want you to cut up about women and alcohol and things of the world. Say, what? And they want you to laugh and things, and you got to stand up and say, that's the devil, boys.
Right.
That's the devil. Yes, it's the devil. I like when Brother Bram talked about an immoral woman one time and saying, that's got a devil, and I'm not neglecting to say devil. You know, sometimes we say an evil spirit or a bad attitude. Call it what it is. Maybe you'll get delivered tonight. I think if we saw every time, like Brother Bram, don't remember that woman went to dancing and got delivered and then went back and dancing. She came and said, Brother Billy, I need help. I'm lost. He said, and he prayed for her. And that devil came out like a bat with strings on its wings. I think sometimes we need our eyes open. We can see that once in a while. So we can say, you know what? Maybe I don't need to flare up right now because I don't want no bat with on his wings on in me. I don't want none of that nonsense. I'm just going to quote it to you. I heard a brother talking about this too. Let me find it. That I said it in my prayer, but I like to just read it real quick. I believe it's in 1 John. It says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." It's 1 John 3:2. "And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we will shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him." How many has that hope in you?
Amen.
That even right now, you might not look like what you want to, but you know that when he comes, you have to be in his image, because you are the definition of the coming of the Lord. You are the rapture in the age, and it can't go until you're ready and in his image. Glory to God. There's a bride going to believe that, and it's going to change us. And as long as you'll just believe that now, it'll start changing you right now.
Amen.
That now, not tomorrow, not next week, not when I finally get it together. Now.
Amen.
I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Now I'm being changed from glory to glory into the very image of what I was from the beginning anyhow. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Well, as long as I'm better than the other guy, I ain't getting you nowhere. It's as long as he is pure. Sometimes we think, well, God bless them, and I know things that they've done. Why didn't God bless me that way? What did Jesus deal with that question? Peter came up to him and says, "What's this man going to do?" Talking about John. He said, "What's he going to do?" He said, "What is that if he tarry till I come? Follow thou me." And the Message believers jumped right on that. Took their whole interpretation, put the quotes together, brother, and said, "John ain't going to die. John ain't going to die." And you know what happened? That probably spread around. Billy Paul won't be an old man. And it doesn't come the way it was really sent. That's fulfilled his word every time. Oh, there was supposed to be a brown bear. Didn't happen. People run off on their own interpretations. Don't realize that the truth's already laying there. And they tried it, and they did it right there in the Bible. Ran off and said, John ain't dying. What do you think happened when they found out he was dead? Those churches, their whole theology. What do we do now? See, that's the problem when you go off like that. That's why Brother Bram said, only say what the tapes say. Don't add to it. We don't need Message doctrine, because the only reason you're calling it a Message doctrine, because it ain't laying in the Word. Because if it's real doctrine, it's already done laying here, brother, sister. The prophet didn't give us a new denomination. He brought this Word to life. It's the same gospel that Paul preached.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Too many times we can't take it back to the Word, and that's why we get off on this stuff. Hallelujah. Read your Bible and pray every day. You'll stay out of that mess. But they ran around saying John ain't going to die, but the Bible said he didn't say John wasn't going to die. He was telling you, quit worrying about John and worry about you.
Amen.
And if we get a church to quit worrying about the church or the other churches or the pastor or the other pastors or what we're doing on the internet and worry about you.
Amen.
You can't do nothing about that. Actually, when you do all that, you ain't doing the one thing you could be doing. You could be praying for him. Hallelujah. Whew. We must endure afflictions. We must have persecutions. We must come against the enemy. We must come against the grain, or we're going with the grain. And when we know that this whole world, we know it more than anybody else, is engrossed in sin more now than ever, you ought to stick out like a sore thumb.
Amen.
You know, the sisters can't really hide it on the outside too well. Brothers used to be able to, but look, it's getting so dark. Just you tuck your shirt in once in a while makes them think something goofy about you. Now, you might comb your hair a little bit, and you know, I got 12 holes in your jeans on purpose. I told them I used to get holes in my jeans, but that's because I put them there. I was doing something. You guys get them sitting on a couch. I don't know what kind of couches you sitting on that's that rough, but you wouldn't have been able to tear through mine. Wait a minute. You spent $80 on one pair of them things? I could have went to Walmart for $8.95 and cut them up for you. You know what? Maybe we need to go in business around here, brother. Let's go buy at Walmart and cut them up and sell them. Put a fancy name somewhere on. Look, but that's where the world's at. It's just crazy. It makes no sense. Don't try to make sense of it. Hallelujah. Just the way, look, the way we live as Christians, and so many times Christians think sanctification is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because the way of a believer in this day used to just be normal, at least in America.
Right.
maybe even 50 years ago. People think they're being spiritual. You're just being normal. You're just a good guy. There's a different walk beyond that, brother, sister. We're supposed to walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, you're a crazy person to the rest of the world. You'll say things that they think are just flat out crazy. Sitting there looking and think, would God use death just to get one soul to Him? Would God bring sickness just to get my attention and give me one breath of my life? Yeah. Yeah. God's dealing on a whole different realm than we are. I said, He's not interested in your comfort tonight. I think too many times we look for comfort in church, that's why we ain't getting none. Sometimes people think, well, if it makes me feel good, that's the Holy Ghost. If it don't make me feel good, it ain't the Holy Ghost. Chances are, it's the other way. What's making you feel good is the thing that wants to keep you in sin because you're living wrong. And God's trying to correct it, but you hear, well, you know, it's okay. No, he that has this hope will purify himself. Which means things are going to try to get to make you impure. And the way that gets exposed many times is afflictions. Persecutions, tribulations. They bring out the best and the worst of you. And you ought to thank God for it because God is sending it for your good. And this is scriptural. So you know, let's turn there tonight. Hebrews 12. I'm sure the Bible readers know this scripture. Hebrews 12 here. Let's just start at verse 1. Follow along when you get there. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him and endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Anytime, I'm going to keep reading here in a minute, anytime the pressure seems too hard, the affliction is too much, tribulation, I can't stand it, go back to Calvary. And remember a man, look, we think we've done things for the kingdom. This is a man that constantly lived for others, who in the presence of these people raised the dead. And they still wanted to kill him. He was dying for them. Look, brother, sister, I believe the prophet when he said the Romans didn't kill him, the Jews didn't kill him, the nails didn't kill him. He died from a broken heart. And it's proven. They can't do it with science, but they know. If somebody loses it in the heart, they're going. If you lose the will to live, you won't live. I don't care how healthy you are. Because a human heart was made for the presence of the Lord. And where the presence of the Lord, there's joy. And that's what gives you strength. This is what gave Jesus strength. It said, for the joy set before him. He endured the affliction because he knew the outcome. Oh, brother, sister, do you know the outcome? Amen. We want the power of God. We want the miracles of God. We want the Spirit to move on us. It requires the afflictions of the world. It requires tribulation. It requires things not happening the way we want it to so we can stay comfortable. But the things that makes our bills go down the tubes, so we find ourselves on our knees and God can come on the scene and provide it. And then we can go tell the countryside. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? We probably wouldn't think too much of Abraham if he had the baby in 25 days. Or even 25 months. God let it go 25 years. Why? He made sure, without a shadow of doubt, there was no way physically for this promise to happen. And in this day, I believe that's why we're here. Listen to me now. God is proving, Satan, I'm letting you do everything you can. And I'm still going to have a bride. Amen. I'm still going to have them. They're going to be in defiance a while. They're going to stand on that word no matter what happens. You can keep throwing all you want at them, but I know what I've done placed in them. I know Abraham. I know what's in them. And I know my bride, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Glory to God. We think Job, oh, what a mighty man. Yet Job's looking at you and said, what a mighty church. Oh, who believes that tonight? I don't know. Maybe make you a little bit more happy to say, I'm an end-time believer. And against all of hell coming to earth, I'm still standing on the Word. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Don't be weary in your minds. Don't be faint. Don't give up. Don't let the pressure bring you down. Just yield to it and let it bring you up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay, verse 4. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. I got to stop. I can't get nowhere tonight. That's all right, though, because the Holy Spirit's the one's got to get somewhere anyways. I've said this before. I think anymore, just somebody being able to receive correction by the Word without fussing, without excuses, without making a bunch of rim and roll is a pretty good sign you got the Holy Ghost in this day. A lot of people know what the Bible says. They know what the quotes say, but they found a way to do one of these around it when it comes to them. I know Brother Bram said we should get rid of the TV, but you know, he watched a movie one time. And that's why you watch it more than you pray or read or breathe. Glory to God. There's such things as you're just taking it too far one way or the other. That's what there is. I would preach more about legalism, but I don't see it enough. I see way more on just let things fly any way they want to anymore. And it's got so bad over on this side, what was the middle of the road has now become legalism. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Bram said every time those doors are open, you ought to be waiting to get in. Amen. Not dragging, well, gotta go to church tonight. I better go because Brother Andrew's going to yell at me. I don't know why you're worried about my voice. You ought to be worried about the voice of God that said, here I am sending you the Word, trying to feed your soul, and you're more concerned with some of the world that's trying to destroy you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be faint. Take courage, brother, sister. Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth. How many wants to know the Lord loves you? Yes. All right, well then believe this tonight. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Amen. Every son. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards. And not sons. You have no father anymore because you're running with your own mind. A true son will run with what his father told him. The Son of God will run with what Father God said about it. Furthermore, we have had fathers of us, our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Amen. Glory to God. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Let me just stop there tonight. Brother, sister, we get so faint, we get so worried, we get so bogged down with temptation this side, this person's on me, and we can't get our wits together. I understand for the present time it's grievous. It doesn't feel good. I'm not telling you it's going to, but brother, sister, let go of all that. Yes. And look at the promise.
Yes.
That I want to be a partaker of his holiness.
Yes.
I want to make my Lord happy. I want him and me to look the same.
Amen.
And the only way,
Amen.
The only way for me to get rid of this pride is to do something that's shameful. I need grace to stand back up. I thank God for that, brothers. I've told you about it. I believe with all my heart that why I didn't preach any earlier is because I just had too much pride in my heart about it. You say, well, that's your confession, brother. I think you're humble. No, I know the truth. So we can come up, be brother humble all we want to, but God knows our hearts.
Yes.
And I knew I was called to preach. I tried to pray, and I was doing it to myself all the time. And, you know, any man that's called knows those things. But there was just that little part that I thought I had something to do with this. And when that finally died, God could use me. When that finally dies, God will use you. Because He don't need you. He just wants you. Oh, think of that for a minute. He don't need you, but He wants you. Glory to God. And you know what? People shell out a whole lot more for something they want than something they need. We're proving that in this day. They did it in World War II. They were given lunches or snacks or something. They were allowed a choice. I forget what it was. Something else. I think something of food. Or they could get a cigarette. And he said, it's a quote I heard somewhere. I take my word for it for right now. But the man said, I knew man had given up on life when he chose the cigarette. Because he wanted it just to appease his sorrow instead of eating what he needed. Too many times that's what we want. Lord, give me the word that makes me feel like $1 million. Well, if you're living in sin, you don't need to feel like $1 million right now. Hallelujah. You don't need to be entertained. You don't need to be pumped up. You need to repent and get right. Hallelujah. But if you're repenting right and living with the Lord and you know that you're on the right side, keep eating that word right down and giving God praise for it tonight. Amen. Knowing that, Lord, you're chastising me, but that's okay because I know I'm being a partaker of your holiness. I know you're building in me patience and virtue and knowledge and temperance and brotherly kindness and divine love in me that could not otherwise have been done. This is why Peter said it in 1 Peter 1:6. He says, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? I'm not looking at what's happening now. I'm looking at the Maker that's over me that already wrote this word so I could take courage that I'm not a bastard son. I'm a son of God. I've got a Father that cares about me. And when I start acting like a little spoiled brat, He ain't afraid to get His word out and give me a big licking on the backside and say, get back in line, boy. Amen. Because I want to be a son of God. I want to be as the Bible says, a king and priest unto my God. Right. Hallelujah. If that's not your heart's desire, what are you doing? Right. You're living for this world. Don't live for this world. That gold that you have, look, men would shell that out by the handfuls if they could get more love in their heart. Just have peace and joy. And here we are with all the peace, joy, and love that the world can't find. And we still want to complain about our afflictions. The best thing for you. Let me say it like this. The best thing for your spirit will feel like the worst thing for your flesh. And Jesus done said, we usually pray, oh, I'm going to pray through tonight, man. I'm feeling good. And then you get all that and because you're doing it. Hallelujah. Just going to let that go for now. Coming out of Victory Day again. Brother Bram says this. He says, that's what the devil is so after us about. Can you say amen tonight? Amen. Devil after us. Yes, he is. He said, see, that's what the devil is so after the bride, the church. So for now, it's getting close to V-Day. V-Day's Victory Day, if you didn't know. That's right. She's getting real close. That's when the enemy does his worst to reroute. The Bible said, woe unto the earth. Because the devil is like a roaring lion in the last days, going around devouring what he will, you see. Woe unto them, the persecutions and things that would take place. Hold right on to it. Don't you move right or left. Stay right with the word. God said so. That does it. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Peter 5:8. You love the Lord tonight. Praise His name. He's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. I pray you're comforted tonight in the midst of your trials and in the midst of your hardship. God is making you part of His bride. Amen. And He won't settle for a halfway made bride. He wants one that's made perfectly like the Son of God, perfectly the Word, that when Jesus was the Word made flesh, this bride in the last day will be the Word made flesh again. Amen. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Resist him steadfast. Don't wait to sit there and reason with him. That'll defeat. And when people come up for want to see miracles, Satan's coming after you right when you take a step for God. Resist him. Say, what are you doing up here trying to get a miracle? You know you sinned. Resist him. The blood stands for me. You know you're nothing to it. I already knew that, devil. But God loved me enough to give me the Holy Ghost. And he promised this to me. Hallelujah. Resist him. Steadfast. That's why we lose. We wait till tomorrow. Say, you know what? I shouldn't be thinking like this. And it's just like Mary and Joseph when they left Jesus one day. Took them 3 days to find him again. Uh-oh, didn't like that one. But it's the truth, brother, sister. The more you live in unbelief, the longer it takes to finally get back to thinking faith and living faith. And your absolute is the faith that God has put in your heart and not your circumstance, not what you feel like, not being tired on Wednesday night or being hot in the room because the air ain't working just right. Is that why it's that way? Praise God anyhow.
Amen.
You all thought I wasn't led in spirit to read that quote about air conditioner not being there? And here we are. And you all know I hate not having it, but I don't care about that.
Right.
We've got our gospel. I just see it, brother, sister. Don't you quit now. This is that last leg coming around.
Amen.
Do you see what Russia's doing? Do you see what the nations are doing? Do you see what the churches are doing? Do you see what too many of our message churches are doing, acting just like the rest of the Ecumenical Council?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's all perfect signs. Don't you get wrapped up in that. Recognize this is perfect conditions.
Right.
Glory to God. When a woman's ready to give birth and she starts having real intense labor, that ain't bad. That's good because that means we're about done. You know, I think it was 10 centimeters the magic number, right? You just waiting to hit that. Boom. Done. Let's do it. I think it's the same right now, brother. I just watching the time clicker go right up, right to midnight. The coming Lord can't put us on much longer, brother. If you're scared of that, what are you doing? Get in Christ. It's the most glorious thing. I can't wait. I'm so tired of this world. Hallelujah. Let me take a drink real quick. Thank the Lord. Look, the devil is coming after you. The devil is trying to upset you. But don't forget that God has ordained him to come after you. God has ordained him to bother you. God is not the author of evil. But the devil ain't doing whatever he wants. He's right there. He's got to ask permission of God to do anything. That ought to give you faith tonight.
Amen.
God don't save me to lose me. That don't even make sense. He saves me because he's got a purpose in it. He saves you. He's got a purpose in it. Resist the devil. Let's keep reading that. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many can say that the harder the trials you've gone through and God has been able to bring you through it, the stronger you've been in your faith?
That's right.
And look, during the trials, I understand. I've been through them. I've been through stuff I never would have ever wished on any my worst enemy if I had some. I don't have enemies, brother, sister. That guy died a long time ago. Amen. But I've been through a lot of stuff that I never would have wanted to go through. But God knew what word he had in me and what it took to get that to come out. And it takes a little shaking sometimes to get them roots to finally get down. They get cozy. But winter's coming. You can't have little roots like this. You ain't going to make it. That's where we're at right now. There's a cold front going through the church. You can't really say amen no more. You a fanatic? You crazy? No, you're a fanatic doing this all through. That's fanaticism. It is. Because you tell me you believe that Christ has died and saved you and resurrected you from death into life, and that's all the reaction you get out of you? You a liar. Because a man that's got the goods knows what this is. It knows what it costs. And ain't got, I don't got no time to even complain no more because he's done so much for me. I ain't got enough life. I ain't got enough voice. I couldn't have 10,000 lives and ever give him the praise that's due to his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for his trials tonight. That though we suffer for a little, it is for our good. Now, before we exalt our trials, turn with me, 2 Corinthians 4. And this is where a lot of people think the Lord's insensitive. But we know we have a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, that he knows what we go through, but he's got a bigger plan than what we feel right now. Because what you're going through as a Christian, let's read it together first. 2 Corinthians 4, in verse 16. For which cause we faint not. Have you seen that theme over and over and over again? That's what I see most Christians struggle than anything, is to just stay encouraged. To not faint, not to come under the pressure, not to whine and say, oh, it's so hard. Stay out of that, brother, sister. You ought to be able to wear a smile every day.
Amen.
Why? Because you know God is on my side. And no matter what this is doing, no matter what this looks like, no matter what I think it is, I know He has me.
Amen.
And I've got no reason to faint. I can stay steadfast in the faith because He's brought me through all this. He ain't going to quit now. He'll bring me the rest of the way.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be weary. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our, say it with me, light affliction. Oh, brother, it's so hard. That ain't what Paul said about it. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. See, there's the key. There's the key, brother, sister, is weighing out what's happening now in the eyes of all eternity. In the eyes of all eternity, my whole, if you suffered every single minute of your life, does that even show up? When it comes to eternal life. It's just a moment. It comes and it goes. Hallelujah. For a light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. There's the secret. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And I was going to skip it, but I'm not going to. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11. Remember the same man who just said these are light afflictions. Let me list you his light afflictions. 1 Corinthians. Hope I got this right. That don't look right to me at all, brother, sister. I might be in the wrong chapter. Is it 2 still? How many loves the Lord tonight? Yeah, it's 2 still. I'm sorry. I got one here for some reason. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 11, 23. Second Corinthians 11 and 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, oft. Think of that for a minute. Dying all the time. They just keep on killing me. Praise the Lord, I got saints to come raise me up again. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. Watch this. In Damascus, the governor under Artius, the king kept the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. The mighty prophet of God has to run out on a basket to save his life. He's already been killed. He's already been beaten. He's had shipwreck. And what does he turn around and say? These light afflictions. Yep, we all ought to go ahead and be a good wheat and just humble ourselves and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Because do you see why he left the care of the churches at the end, though? Because that was the biggest burden. He said, I've dealt with false brethren. I've dealt with these things. I've been in shipwreck. I've had my money taken away. But what's the worst for Christians is when you see brothers and sisters fighting and stewing and pulling this way, that way. It's the most burdensome thing to a real believer. And here's an apostle who had started the church, the Gentile church throughout the world, saying every day, I've got the weight of the care of those churches on my shoulder. And he still turned around and said, these light afflictions. Hallelujah! How could he say that? Because he believed what the Lord said already. Say, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The difference is, brother, sister, what you used to have to hold by yourself, holding the weight of sin all by yourself, he has now come. And though the weight's above you, he's got his arms right there, holding it up all the time. If you get stuck looking at it, you go, my, that's a mighty big burden. But if you recognize, he's carrying it for me. And actually, he done carried it. And nailed it to his cross. Separated me from all the sin and shame. And my burden's light now. Lord, I hope there's a people here tonight that believe that. Amen. That your burden's in life. He knows all about it and he's carrying it for you if you let him. Amen. How do I let him? Praise him anyways. Amen. How do I get free? Anybody ever found the power of praising? Amen. There's power in praising. We just read it. It opened up a jailhouse one time. Amen. There's power. They had no reason naturally to praise God for anything. They're sitting there beaten in jail, prison, chained up. What do they start doing? Started singing songs and praise to God. Amen. What's the last thing we usually do when we get in trial and temptation? Right. Well, I'm just grieved, brother. Look away from that. Look to the promise. Amen. Start singing songs of praise. Not because you have to. Something out of your heart. Giving melody of your love back to Christ. Brother, sister, God is going to fulfill His word in this day. There will be a bride. Without spot or wrinkle. Amen. Why has God allowed the devil to come so against us? It's because it's the only way to purify a people to this caliber. Amen. And what you think is a punishment, I believe in Laodicea, is the greatest blessing anyone could have ever been given. Brother Bram said, if God would have let span out time and say, when do you want to live? He said, I'd have picked this day. Glory! Whew, I believe it. I still believe it. I don't care who quits. I still believe it because the God in me can't quit. It preached the word, it believed the word, and it's still believing in me, and it's still believing it in every Holy Ghost filled believer there is. His unfailing words of promise, 1964. That's a whole sermon right there. Just say, his unfailing words of promise. And then as God gave out His word, what would be? Predestinated His church before the foundation of the world. It would appear before Him without spot or wrinkle. And the timepiece is moving right on down. And it will be there. A church. Glorious church. Without spot or wrinkle. I'm trusting that we're all here tonight, members of that church. And that there's only one way to enter that church. Not by denomination, you enter it by new birth. And you say, well, I believe that. And if you do, Amen. And if you do, then you will punctuate every word of this Bible with an amen.
Amen.
Everything the Bible says, because it is Christ and you are a part of Christ and the Holy Spirit revealing this truth, each age has had its allotment of word to be fulfilled. What's the allotment to this day, brother, sister? It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that filled His Son at the River Jordan filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we'll walk as husband and wife will come together. The world will be burned over and will come down a new rain. Husband and wife. Back in the beginning. God's great plan that He's had from the beginning to the end will not fail. And when you've recognized by revelation from God that you as an individual are the plan of God, you as an individual are the purpose of every single thing that's happened.
Amen.
Let that sink in. Paul would go through about Samson and the Israelites and all the things that happened. And I talked about it. It makes things seem trivial, but they're not, because God's looking with eyes of predestination.
Right.
And He's allowed souls to die. He's allowed Samson to backslide and have his eyes poked and suffer for who knows how long. What were all of those things done? For your examples.
Amen.
To give you faith for this day. Think of that, brother, sister. As we just read there, he says, if you might faint, he said, look, remember. That's why I love missions. I love looking at the pictures. I love hearing testimonies, whether they're good or bad, like we think good or bad. They're all good, because it shows there's brethren around the world who are still suffering like us, who might suffer worse in one way or another. But if they've got faith to stand, God, I ought to have faith to stand. If we've got a missionary here, Brother Ernie, that we're able to support with what we can, who will preach to people in the woods and in the trees, who they wanted to, them starting some of the building, but they can't do a lot because I think they had a typhoon here recent and they had to go fix houses and stuff. If they can still praise and worship God, why in the world can't I? Here we are. We've even got a nice building now. We've got cars. We've got homes. We've got food. We've got clothes. We've got brothers and sisters. We can talk to one another. We don't have to spend a night in the deep alone. We even got phones. We can say, God bless you, brother. Love you.
Amen.
Yet it's so hard to give God praise. Let's just shed all that off tonight.
Amen.
And say, Lord Jesus, I can praise you. I can praise you in the midst of this affliction. You've appointed me to it, Lord. But I know that I'm convinced of God that you're just perfecting me in the faith. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Thank you for everything, Father. F today, Dad, 258. Let's praise Him with all our heart. Not just even right here, brother, sister. And you ought to do that. Pour your heart out. Pour your voice out. But make it a declaration from your soul. I will praise you when I got to go home and go to bed. I will praise you when I got to get up and I'm tired. But I'm going to praise you anyways. I'll praise you on the job when everybody's getting under my skin and I just can't seem to handle it no more. And I felt so good yesterday, but for some reason I don't feel good today. I'm just going to let go of all that. And I'm going to praise you anyways. I will praise the Lord. Let's sing it. And I will pray. He's the Lord. Yes, Lord. And I will pray. He's the Lord. Oh, no matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, and I
will praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I will praise.
Oh, hallelujah.
The Lord.
Oh, no matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, yes, I will
praise.
No matter what my neighbor does, no matter what anybody else says, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. has in store, and I will praise. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be free in the Spirit. Worship Him with all your heart. I will praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, oh, I will praise. Oh, with all your heart, let's give Him a wave off for tonight.
Oh, I will praise the Lord.
We praise You tonight, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store.
To the Holy Ghost tonight. Let that love, joy, and peace just fill your heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
No matter what tomorrow,
thank you, Lord.
What it has in store, I will praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's bow our heads, oh Lord Jesus. Lord, I believe there's voices ringing with pure hearts tonight, recognizing the weight of what they're saying. Some of the trials we go through, oh my, they're terrible. It's hard to bear, but we thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that comes into our hearts. We thank You for Your deliverance that comes on the scene, and it turns these heavy afflictions into light afflictions. Oh, blessed be His name, brother. My brother, my sister, tonight with our heads bowed. Hallelujah. Have you had the right heart towards God? Have you whined and complained? Have you come under the pressure? Hallelujah. And you can say, Lord, you know, I really haven't given You the praise like I should. I really have let the circumstances of life dictate the way I look at things. Hey, Lord, I'm asking for Your pardon tonight. Is there anyone say, Lord, that's me? Well, if that's your desire tonight, receive that. He forgives you, brother, sister. He brings you deliverance. Now, don't get down in the dumps about it. Give Him praise for it. Say, Lord, thank You. Thank You for Your word. Why did He send this word tonight? Not that you'd stay that way, that you'd become more like Him. And I believe that's what He's done for you. Hallelujah. I think we just take a moment. Thank Him for the blood. Lord Jesus, thank You for that blood. Thank You, Lord, for taking our place. Thank You, Lord, that no matter how dirty we get, there's something that can cleanse us once again. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you what, I'm so tired of that devil coming and telling saints of God. He does it both ways. He'll tell a saint he's lost. He'll tell someone he's lost, they're saved. I can't stand the guy. He's such a liar, deceiver. Brother, sister, if you've been changed from power on high, the atonement was given for you. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. As the Holy Spirit begins to brood right over us, look, don't you doubt now. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Will He hear my heart's cry? Brother, He's never left a one that cried out to Him. Even when Jesus couldn't hear Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus' faith reached and grabbed the Savior. Oh, blessed be His name. Before Him once again. Hallelujah. I trust You're a Holy Ghost-filled believer. Oh, blessed be His name tonight. Blessed be His name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just before Him, just take a moment, worship Him. Worship Him your own way. I challenge you to really believe you are a son or daughter of God tonight. Thank You, Lord. Just letting the Holy Spirit move for a minute. Don't be weary and faint in your mind. Don't think nothing like that. Take courage tonight. Take courage. You could be lost out in the world. Some of us came all the way from the depths of this world and all its wickedness. Some of you right from the bar stool, right, some of you right in the pot circle, some of you right in the lanes of adultery. And God has brought you to this point. He ain't gonna lose you now. He didn't bring you this far to give up on you. He's gonna make you into that perfect image. Oh, glory to God. I challenge you tonight to lift up that knee. That keeps you from the joy that you believe in. Keeps you from the peace you believe in. Lift it up to the Lord. Confess it until. Confess it until. Confess it until. You ain't even confessed it once yet. Confess it until. God fulfills His word. He cannot lie. Hallelujah. Got a few saints with needs tonight. If there's anyone else, it's the time to come forward. Be happy to pray with you. Nice orderly fashion. Go ahead. But the Holy Spirit's working right there where you're at. Yield to Him tonight. Oh, blessed be His name. I trust you're spiritual enough to know His presence is here. And that's what you need. You don't need anything else but to recognize the presence of God. And you'll find the victory you're looking for. May it be our V-Day today. Victory against our enemy. Hallelujah. Sister Sharon. Vessel. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your word would stand true. Once again, Lord, you promised it wouldn't fall to the ground, but it'll stand. Thank you for my sister's faith. We agree with her tonight against all the wiles of the enemy that this report is just a lie of the devil. And what they gave the first time was right. There's nothing wrong with our sister. We thank you for this vessel. Continue to use it for your glory. Continue to let her be healthy in body. Let her body prosper as her soul does, for we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. How many believes our sister tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. For the glory of God Almighty. We ask it in His name. Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many appreciates Him tonight? How many knows He's heard your prayer?
Yes, amen.
And He's on the scene.
Yes.
Oh, I thank You for His presence tonight. The anointing that breaks the yokes. Oh, thank You, Lord. You appreciate His word.
Yes.
You appreciate His spirit.
Yes.
You appreciate His love and His mercy and His grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the only thing going to get us out of here, brother, sister, is by the Spirit of God. It's not by power. It's not by what we can do. It's what He already done did for us.
Amen.
And the power He's placed in us will get us on out of here.
Yes.
How many believes that tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing. It's the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
Let's sing that tonight before we go. Give Him praise. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost. And it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost in fire. And it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Oh, it's the Holy Ghost in fire. And it's keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive.
And it's all over me.
Holy Ghost in fire, and